MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, April 1, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with a look at today's headlines. An apartment fire in Lynn displaced three residents on Easter morning. Two education unions are merging in Gloucester. And we have school updates from Marblehead and Beverly, along with notes from Newburyport.
I'm Bill Newell, and a bit later in sports, Cecilia Kay of Bishop Fenwick has been named the North Shore Girls Basketball Player of the Year. That and more just ahead. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Cloudy, low 50s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:22 p.m. An Easter morning fire in Lynn at the Ironwood North Apartments at 167 Fairmount Avenue has displaced three residents. The Daily Item is reporting today that both Lynn and Saugus Fire Departments responded to the fire that, according to Lynn Fire Chief Dan Sullivan, started on the third floor. The building has 49 apartments, with eight of those unoccupied. There were no reports of any injuries. The Gloucester Teachers Association and the Gloucester Association of Paraprofessionals have unanimously authorized both unions to merge. Ethan Foreman reports in today's Gloucester Times that both are currently involved with contract negotiations with the city. Gloucester School Committee Chair Kathy Clancy said the school committee would decline comment on the merger. In Marblehead, the former chair of student service at the Glover School, Ann Haskell, is suing the Marblehead Public Schools and interim school superintendent, Teresa McGinnis. Ryan Vermette of the Daily Item is reporting today that this stems back to the student restraint crisis at the Glover School in November of last year. The lawsuit was filed in Essex Superior Court. Haskell was terminated in a March 19 letter for a specific reason unstated and unknown. More details are available in today's Daily Item or itemlive.com. There have been concerns this school year regarding the air quality at the Centerville and Hannah schools in Beverly. School Superintendent Sue Cherichek told the school committee that the union and district have performed air quality testing without finding any major issues.
On November 16th, we did initial air quality samples at the Centerville School. Both teams went in and did that. On December, I believe, some more concerns. I think perhaps Julia came forward and we added Hannah to the schedule. We went in Hannah on December 4th and collected air quality samples at Hannah. There were a couple of classrooms there. The Hannah staff also the work kind of got expanded a little, and they did some surface samples, which is a little different than air quality. And then we went back into Centerville on February 19th and conducted similar surface samples and other kind of testing that they had requested. The goal always is to make sure that we have clean, safe, environmentally, you know, safe schools for our students and for our staff.
As a result of the testing and cleaning, as well as some landscaping work, air quality should be fine.
The two recommendations were around cleaning. We worked together with the union. We identified the rooms that we wanted to go back in and clean. We also, we also identified the area, some shrubs which were cut back during, I think some were done in February.
Yeah.
And then the remainder will be done in the summer. And so these were the follow-up actions that we took. On March 23rd, the district staff conducted additional cleaning in the classrooms and areas that were identified in the report. Our vendor test all environmental. So one of the points were do the cleaning, but then come back and retest and make sure that it was sufficient or that it had an impact. And so our vendor is scheduled to return.
That's Beverly School Superintendent Sue Cherichek. The entire presentation by the district on air quality at the two schools can be viewed on BevCam. The City of Salem Fire Department hosted a special dedication of a new fire truck on Friday to recognize Vietnam War Veterans Day. The reception was held at the Salem VFW on Derby Street. Other local communities also honored Vietnam War veterans on Friday. Newburyport's Community Services Committee will be meeting this afternoon at 5 regarding the design of the new Youth and Recreation Center. This is Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon.
The next meeting that the rec center will be talked about will be Monday, April 1st, and that's the Community Services Subcommittee meeting. It starts at 5 p.m., and they're going to be focusing mostly on the finances of that project right now. So we've had two really great good meetings so far. So this third one, they'll dig a little bit more into the site, but mostly on the finances. Again, the administration is looking for additional ways to fund this project, and we've got a couple good things in the works. So hopefully I'll have some good news to share in the next couple of weeks.
The mayor adds that the Community Preservation Committee has finalized a list of projects for the upcoming year.
The CPC, so our Community Preservation Committee, just approved their list of projects for the year. It's just under $1.5 million worth of projects. Really great projects on there. Everything from the Atkinson Common Rock Tower restoration to Lower Atkinson Parking Safety Project, Lower Atkinson Common, which is Pioneer League Field. The Knock Tennis Courts were on there, another great project. And then we're actually going to restore, hopefully, the fire memorial at Oak Hill Cemetery for the fire department. That was on there, too. That's just a couple of the projects, but a lot of great projects. I want to thank the CPC committee for all their hard work and going through the list of projects this year. And like I said, I think they really landed on some good ones. So the next step on that, that'll be submitted to the city council, and then they'll talk about those projects. But again, another great list this year from CPC projects.
Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon speaking on his weekly podcast. Also in Newburyport, the Daily News is reporting today that street paving will begin later this month, starting with Noble and Johnston Streets. Coming up later in North Shore Today, we'll feature an interview with details on Forever Green Newburyport, that will be featuring many events this month, and we also have a link to its website here on our North Shore Today post. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins and Celtics were both off yesterday. Tonight the Celtics play in Charlotte. The Bruins play in Nashville tomorrow night. The Red Sox are now 2-2 on the season following yesterday's 5-1 win over the Mariners. Tonight, the Red Sox play at the Athletics. The Salem News is announcing their girls' high school basketball all-stars in today's paper. Their player of the year is Bishop Fenwick's Cecilia Kay. Kay recently told MSO Sports that she plays basketball year-round.
Yeah, so I played club basketball for Mass Huskies during the off-season. So that's what I love doing, just being able to play basketball year-round. So I would play spring, summer, fall, and just travel all over, really, many times out of state for exposure tournaments, and that's what really helped me get a scholarship offer to play basketball for American University. So playing basketball is so much fun, and I'm really grateful that my club team gave me the opportunity to travel and get exposure to some of these college coaches.
As you heard her mention, she is headed to American University. Why American University?
I visited the campus a few times before committing there. And I loved being in D.C. in the city. And not only that, I loved the coaches there. Everyone was so welcoming. And just being being in that environment, just watching the practices, meeting the girls, I just immediately knew that this was somewhere that I wanted to be, just part of a program. And that's why one of my goals for next year is to just contribute and play the best I can, get even better. And then just its location was really important to me just because I want to study law in the future. So I think it's a really great environment for me to be there and just get more learning, more experience down there as well.
Bishop Fenwick's Cecilia Kay. High school spring sports are underway for many area teams. Legendary Ipswich boys lacrosse coach Glenn Foster has started his 40th season with the Tigers. On Friday, they beat Peabody 8-5 for the coach's 325th career win. Several more details are available in today's Salem News. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Monday. Stay tuned next for North Shore Today Extra.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're featuring Mayor Sean Reardon from Newburyport with a group of people from Forever Green in Newburyport. Mayor Sean Reardon.
So now let's bring out our friends from Forever Green. We're going to Molly Attenborough, Susan Harvey, and Deb Green. We're here to talk about Forever Green, but we're also here to learn a little bit more about PlantWorks. Okay, so I have Susan Harvey with me. So why don't you walk us through a little bit of what PlantWorks is all about, and then we can talk about Forever Green, which is going to start here April 1st. Kind of goes through right up until my birthday, just a coincidence, but my birthday's on Earth Day. And so we can talk a little bit about that.
Great. Happy birthday on April 22nd. Thank you so much, Mayor Reardon. We're delighted to be here. I'm Susan Harvey from PlantWorks. I'm the founder. And with me is Taylor Perrette. He's our Director of Operations. Together, Taylor and I create spaces where we bring the beauty of nature indoors with our team. So we're delighted to have everyone see our facility and to share all of the wonderful, beautiful plants there are that go into these spaces.
So I am Molly Attenborough, the Sustainability Manager for the City of Newburyport, and helping to organize the Forever Green campaign, which is starting at the beginning of April. It's a Chamber City ACES event that we hold every year. This is our fourth year. You are doing a talk this year, is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I'm going to be speaking at the Phoenix Room on April 4th, and we're speaking about biophilia, which is the connection of plants and people and how that makes people feel where they live, work, and play. So we're going to speak about the effects and that plants have on people as far as their attitude, their mood, and what plants can do for the environment.
Great. Thank you so much. Also with us is Deborah Green from Greetings by Design.
That's right.
And she has been organizing all the businesses downtown and working with the chamber. So she's going to talk about some of the events downtown. And we have many, many events that people can participate over the month, and it's all listed on the website. I'll say it, and you'll probably say it again, but that's okay. ForevergreenNewburyport.org. That's where all the events are listed. It starts April 1st. We have talks, like Susan was just saying, and then we have this businesses downtown doing things, and we have you know, other things that we can mention after Deb describes the downtown activities.
Okay, thank you. And there are quite a few activities going on. A lot of the one of the big things that we're doing is we're going to have large signs all through the downtown and at the tannery with tips on what you can do, take an action to actually support sustainability and resiliency. And they have wonderful graphics. They're very large signs. So take a trip around town and see all these actions that you can take. That's one thing that we're doing. And then the retailers on the first Friday are going to do a green first Friday. And that's going to be from 5 to 8. And a lot of the retailers are doing things that are centered around sustainability. For instance, I believe Greenhouse is going to have a contest where you can guess the number of products, containers that they've prevented from going into landfill. And if you guess that number, you're going to win a prize. So there's all kinds of things like that going on. People are going to highlight products that they have that are, you know, that support sustainability. So that's what's going on the 5th. And then there's many other things. There's a book read for the whole community, and it's called The Great Transition, and it's a novel by Nick Fuller Guggins. And he is, it's a fiction, and it's about climate change. And you just have to read it. It's going to be a really great book. He's a great speaker. Nancy Cogier, who's a novelist also, she wrote Graceland. She'll be interviewing him at the Phoenix Room. That's another event on Sunday, April 28th from 1:30 to 3:30. There are just so many events. I think what Molly said is to go to the website, and there's films. There's several films that have been going on, and there's just lots of different activities. So on that note, I'll hand it back to you.
Okay, great. So we have lots going on, as you can see or hear, and please do go to the website, forevergreennewburyport.org. We have Rising Tides, Visual Changes to the Waterfront at Cashman. Mm-hmm. That Storm Surge is presenting. The UU Church is doing a heat pump presentation. We have other speakers coming to the Phoenix Room. So there's a lot of good things happening during the month. Anything else?
Well, first, thank you all for being here today. I think this is great. This has been such a fun thing to get to do as mayor the last couple of years, because it truly is an entire community getting involved in promoting ecotourism, in talking about sustainability. How do we make Newburyport more green? I think on the 21st we'll have be on Market Square again. Will you be able to talk to some professionals in the sustainability world to see how we can do better here in Newburyport? And it's just a great time to be in Newburyport. Springtime, again, it's great to be here around all these plants. My wife would be incredibly jealous of me right now. She is a little bit obsessed with plants herself. But hey, thanks for being here. I hope we have a great month for Evergreen. And like they said, get out there, check the website. There's lots of events going on all the way through to Earth Day. Actually, I think it's after Earth Day, too. There's a couple events, too. So the whole month of April, get out there. It's going to be a great time here in Newburyport.
And can I leave you with some one thought? So our tagline at PlantWorks is your air is cleaner when your space is greener.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Yeah. It's very good.
Happy Earth Week and month.
All right. And I'll see you all next time on the Mayor's Corner.
All right. There's Mayor Sean Reardon again with his guests on North Shore Today Extra here on MSONewsSports.com.